Anthony Fox came home yesterday, and the former Charlotte mayor and current Secretary of Transportation brought a friend, Vice President Joe Biden. The two were here to build support for President Barack Obama's proposal to rebuild or replace America's transportation systems. At times, however, it seemed the two might be pitching Charlotte and North Carolina more than an infrastructure overhaul. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The music was appropriately patriotic. The venue, though, was a bit of a surprise. This event held not in Uptown, but in NoDa, at a reception hall called the Extravaganza Depot. It neighbors Charlotte's Amtrak station. Trains and rails were the official focus of yesterday's speeches. Joseph Boardman, Amtrak's CEO, made the opening remarks.
The growing population of this country doesn't understand really what's needed for infrastructure for the future.
This country has a growing problem.
As Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox was there to help us understand.
The problem is that we're growing by 70 million people over the next 30 years.
To accommodate that growth, he said, Congress needs to enact the president's proposal dubbed Grow America.
$478 billion of investment over 6 years in highways, bridges, transit, and passenger rail.
When it was his turn to speak, Vice President Joe Biden said our infrastructure is crumbling and needs to be fixed. The president's infrastructure plan, he added, should be mostly welcomed by the Republican Congress.
A lot of Republicans used to lead the way on infrastructure, and always the debate is how to pay for it.
He's right, about the debate at least. Megan Burris is the press secretary for U.S. Senator Tom Tillis.
You know, where will the funding for this nearly $500 billion plan come from? You know, through increasing corporate taxes and placing unnecessary burdens on our businesses and families? That's not the way we need to go about doing it.
For Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox, this five-state tour is about trying to build some public pressure for lawmakers like Senator Tillis to change their minds. For Vice President Joe Biden, it sure seemed like something else. He cracked jokes.
How many more aircraft can you land at LaGuardia? And who wants to land LaGuardia?
He lamented what he calls the personalization of politics.
Everything is about you're immoral or you're bad or you're stupid. It's not nearly enough about the issue.
Brought up income inequality.
The middle class has been slammed. They are in worse shape than they've been any time since the 20s relative to the rest of the community.
All while cheering on what he sees as the country's bright future.
This country's ready to get up and run. Not because of Joe Biden or Barack Obama and Joe Biden, because of the American people.
And did you catch that name game? Associating himself with the president not once, but twice. Perhaps potential 2016 presidential candidate Joe Biden hopes you did. Even the vice president's schedule points to this. Last week, Iowa. This week, North and South Carolina. Next week, New Hampshire, all states with early presidential primaries or caucuses. Now, Vice President Biden has yet to decide if he's running. He said that decision will likely come this summer. But Charlotte may have just seen its first stop by 2016 presidential candidate Joe Biden, albeit unofficially. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.